Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're talking with people in California. We'd like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Are you registered to vote? Hello?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, are you in a safe place where you can talk, or are you driving?
I'm not driving. I'm safe.
You're in a safe place, okay. Are you, as anyone in your household, employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And just to be sure that we have that represented as simple, may I please have just the year where you were born, just for a statistical purpose?
1955.
Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? White, Caucasian, African American or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. And what's the last grade that you completed in school? High school, some college, vocational training, 2-year college, 4-year college, some postgraduate?
Some college and vocational training.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Same question,
strongly
same option.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, ma'am. If the election for the state assembly were being held today, from who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. I believe you said Republican, right?
Yes.
Okay, you sound very far away, but I can still hear you. Now, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person? And if I mention someone you don't know too much about it, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. First one is Esmeralda Soria. Favorable, unfavorable, or never heard of it, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. How about Kamala Harris? Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion? Okay, you say favorable, right?
No.
Unfavorable, okay.
Favorable.
How about Joanna Garcia Rose? Favorable, unfavorable?
Never heard of her.
Okay. And Donald Trump? Favorable, unfavorable? Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Is the issue of crime and public safety, or abortion issue, or border security, or health care? Inflation and the cost of living? Homelessness?
Crime and safety.
Okay. How about the jobs in the economy, education, taxes, climate change? You're still with crime and safety, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about ahead on the November election, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you and the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
What's the best one?
10. 10 is very interesting, extremely interesting.
10.
Okay. Now, if the election for president was being held today, for who would you vote? Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. And if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, adder and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, a state assembly member?
The Republican.
Ms. Garcia Rose, definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay.
Definitely, I'm sorry.
Definitely, okay. And would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or it is pretty seriously off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
It's pretty seriously off on the wrong track.
Okay. Now, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Increased. And on a different topic now, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you real quick a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during that campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Here's the first statement. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Is that statement will make you to support Joanna Garcia Rose much more, somewhat more,
yeah,
somewhat less?
Much
more?
Much
okay.
More.
Yeah. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional actor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whether wasted, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more, somewhat less, much less, but makes no difference on your support for her.
Much more,
okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians for trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Is that statement will make you to support Garcia Rose much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much more? Okay. And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Same question, same options. Much more, some more, much less.
She's going to eliminate the taxes on them?
All taxes, that's what you say. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. And as a professional actor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Much more. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Now that you heard some more information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
Garcia Rose.
Thank you, ma'am. And, you know, I know you made it very clear that you supported Ms. Rose, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay, ma'am? I appreciate your patience on the line very much. Now, I'd like you to read a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during that campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Now, Esmeralda Soria supports a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Much less.
Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Same question, same options. Much less. Okay. Now, Esmeralda Soria avoided to give herself a taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some Osorio's personal expenses. Much less, somewhat less, no different, much more?
Much less.
Okay. And politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Much less, somewhat less. Okay, thank you. And Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result California's being kicked off their private health insurance. Much less. Okay. With families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the county on the country, illegally, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits. Does that make you to support her much less?
Yeah.
Much less. Okay, ma'am. Now that you heard some more information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Thank you, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be a pro-choice or a pro-life?
Pro-life.
And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Now, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will, or no, you will not?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.